Can we expect our area's next tech boom? Would you believe Seattle's Central District? That's where David Harris lives. He works for the Technology Access Foundation. It brings science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, education to children and teens of color. Harris got tired of visiting Amazon's home base in South Lake Union and not seeing people who looked like him. So he came up with a novel idea for his neighborhood, a Central District Hackathon. The pitch recently wowed techies at Crosscut's Community Idea Lab, and David's quickly gaining some powerful supporters to make his idea reality. Because I'm an old goat when it comes to technology, I had to ask David to explain what a hackathon is.
A hackathon is an event that brings all kinds of people together to brainstorm new ideas and then build something from the ground up, all in a very short window of time.
Look, so what do you mean very short window?
It could be anywhere from a couple hours to 54 hours. So I participated in a hackathon last month called Startup Weekend. They're actually right here at the University of Washington. And it was 54 hours. So we came in on Friday. And by Sunday, we were pitching our working prototypes of our ideas.
So is there a question, just out of curiosity for myself, a question is posed and you guys come in and try to answer it, or a problem?
There's different flavors to it. Some of them have a focus. So there might be a particular problem, issue, or a question that's going to be answered or solved, and some of them are really open.
So this proposal you have that's going to become reality is to make a hackathon in the Central District for young people. Where did that idea come from?
Well, it kind of came from a series of events. For one, since I've been here, moved to Seattle, being in the tech circles, don't really see a lot of people that I'm familiar with or that look like
people me. That look like you.
People that look like me. And that's an issue. There's this concept of weak ties in social science where your network is stronger with a network of people or friends of friends. And I realized by me being in those circles, I begin to have more friends of friends. And I want more of my family members in my community to have friends of friends in those circles.
So in setting up a hackathon in an area for a population of young people that maybe this is a foreign idea, I mean, how do you expect to draw them in?
The big aha moment for me was when I participated in a hackathon, I saw that it's actually kind of familiar. It's just like being in a freestyle circle or a jam session. And as I did some research...
Except with computers.
And as I did some research, I saw that, you know, those types of things aren't new. In fact, in the Central District, there were the jazz clubs, jazz and blues clubs all along Jackson Street in the Central District. And there's a rich history of just collaboration and those types of things in our culture. And it'd also be a great way to expose all different types of people to more things that they hadn't seen before, or people that they hadn't seen before.
I'm speaking with David Harris, who works for Technology Access Foundation, and they bring STEM education to children and teens of color right now, mostly in the federal through the Federal Way schools. But your dream is to bring it all north to Seattle, or at least part of it.
Our mission is to get more students of color into science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM-related fields or in college, and have success in life through that. And we're in Federal Way. We're in White Center, and our office is in White Center, and we're going to keep marching on with that mission.
Taking over one computer at a time.
Exactly.
You presented this hackathon pitch at Crosscut's Community Idea Lab, and you made some influential friends, and among them, Michael Arrington, who's the founder of TechCrunch, GeekWire co-founder John Cook. What can those supporters do for you and for your idea?
I think the biggest thing is just their influence and their social capital is a big stamp of approval on the idea, and I was very overwhelmed and very thankful for their kind words and their immediate support of the idea. I think also, as I mentioned during the talk, we're going to need public space to have the event. We'll need business sponsorship and also mentors. So I know John Cook, Michael, and even Maud Dudan, all know or have connections to those things. And I was happy to see that they were willing to offer their support.
So you were talking about your network, your friends of friends. So this extends those friends to another degree, another circle. this is summer. Maybe somebody's listening now who, in some wild dream, thinks, well, I'd like to go into programming or engineering. And they're still in school, not college, but below that. What concrete advice would you give them?
I would say there's so many resources, and a lot of barriers have been lowered to entering fields like that. So Code.org is actually a local company.
Code.org?
Code.org, C-O-D-E.org. Local company. They did an Hour of Code this year. I think an international, at least national campaign to get more students coding. There's Code Academy with free online guided lessons. So if you have no idea what code is, you can start there at Code Academy, and they'll walk you through from step by step.
So it's not the mystery I think it is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's an actual language. So just like you would learn French or Spanish, there's languages like HTML and JavaScript, and learning to speak those things is how our world operates nowadays. So it's important to know.
Well, David Harris, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
David Harris is an educator at the Technology Access Foundation. He says his Central District hackathons will get underway soon.